Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. The application portal for the Utah Fits All Scholarship is officially closed, and the amount of submissions for student scholarships was nearly triple the amount available. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera has more.
I asked Executive Director Robin Bagley to break down the numbers.
The legislature did appropriate an increase in the funding, and that allowed for 10,000 scholarships. And we ended up, when the portal closed, having 27,270 applications.
Bagley believes this is a sign of parents wanting to exercise choice in their education.
We live in a world that makes it easy to customize everything you do, right? We all do that. We customize our lifestyles, and parents are ready to do that for education as well.
Bagley feels positive about a potential increase in scholarships moving forward. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The State Board of Education is addressing the confusion over how to inform students about the bill that requires them to use the bathroom of the gender they were assigned at birth. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the update on this developing story.
This comes after pushback at the Salt Lake City School District, where school leaders had originally been asked to give presentations to K-12 students on which bathrooms they should be using. Some, including other districts, believe public presentations were not appropriate, and students who were impacted should be talked with on an individual basis. The state board put out a statement this morning saying the districts were not given any guidance from them or the state legislature on how to implement the bill.
The statement went on to say the districts were left to decide for themselves how best to communicate the requirements listed in the bill. We are hearing a breaking news here on KSL News Radio. Three people are injured in an altercation at Granger High School. The assailants have fled the scene. As of now, the school has not been placed on lockdown. We have a reporter that is headed to the scene to bring you more information as soon as we have it. And again, that is a fight that happened today at Granger High School. KSL's top national stories. The National Enquirer's former publisher and a longtime friend of former President Donald Trump, David Pecker, is back on the witness stand today in Trump's hush money trial. He was questioned about claims from a former Trump Tower doorman that said he received $30,000 from the National Enquirer for the rights to a rumor against Trump. Now, this is just one of the things that Pecker is expected to address on the stand regarding his efforts to help Trump stifle unflattering stories during the 2016 campaign. Foreign aid is expected to make it to President Biden's desk soon. The Senate will vote this afternoon on a $95 billion package that includes aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Utah Senator Mike Lee is among the loudest voices in the Senate trying to get the aid package voted down. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston reports.
Senator Mike Lee tells Fox News he's disappointed House Republicans are essentially breaking ranks and missing the chance to force a new border deal.
We started saying months ago, Ukraine doesn't get another dime, especially until such time as the border is secure, until Congress has passed legislation to force Joe Biden's hand. And that didn't happen.
Lee fought hard against the last proposed border deal that fellow Republicans had tied to Ukraine aid. Now he's urging at least 40 of his Senate colleagues to join him in voting no. It's going to take 60 senators voting yes for this bill to pass. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
ABC's Selena Wang says the bill also includes a provision that would ban TikTok in the U.S. if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell it off in a year.
This could be a very complex process. TikTok is going to fight this in the courts, and the Chinese government could block a potential sale. And even if it were actually banned in the U.S., it's not just going to disappear from your phones. Instead, it could die a slow death where the app is banned in the app store, so new users can't join TikTok and existing users can't get their updates.
Other national stories KSL is following. Google has fired 50 workers it says were involved in protests last week. They were speaking out against the company's cloud computing contract with the Israeli government. That has many asking, what are workers' rights when it comes to sharing political opinions in the workplace?
If you're working there and you protest it, you can expect that there would be some level of retribution from your employer saying, look, you know, you're not following our company's policies and procedures. Maybe you have your friends or someone else protest, but if you do it yourself, you're probably going to be in their crosshairs of their HR department, and you're probably going to lose your job.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis tells Dave and Dujanovic that you have to know what your employer's rules are before taking any action. Back to more local news now. Utah's NHL team name will be decided by a vote. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla explains.
Utah Jazz owner and the new owner of our unnamed hockey team, Ryan Smith, says it will be by a bracket vote. He confirmed it on the Pat McAfee show.
And I think we're going to take this down from like 8 all the way down, and the fans are going to vote for this. So it should be good.
Multiple trademarks have already been filed in advance. Those include the Utah Blizzard, Utah Venom, Utah Fury, Utah Yetis, Utah Outlaws, Utah HC, and the Utah Hockey Club. It seems the people of Utah want to show up regardless of the name. Smith says they have received 27,000 deposits for season tickets since the pre-order process began in April. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. A nice drive on the freeways, but we do have a crash downtown at Main Street and 4th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
KSL in the palm of your hand.
When the app came out, I knew that I could stream the radio station directly through there.
I just checked there to see if there's anything pertinent.
I regularly use the KSL app.
Get the app for KSL News Radio.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan, taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Your neighbor Greg loves the springtime here in Utah, but he hates to paint, so he called Rhino Shield.
We live in a beautiful two-story home that was built in 1916. Really been prepped and painted very, very poorly.
Rhino Shield ceramic technology is formulated for our unique climate here in Utah and is Class 1 fire rated.
We really had a lot of detail work, and the team at Rhino Shield spent really 4 days just on the prep work, and we were so excited to see that. And the cleanup was just impeccable.
Utah, get the 25-year guaranteed protection of Rhino Shield right now for 15% off the regular price.
We've gotten numerous compliments, and we've actually even had some of the longer-term residents of our community thank us for protecting the integrity of our home.
This offer is limited, so call now, 435-246-4466, 435-246-4466, or rhinoshieldwest.com.
Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, applications are now closed for the Utah Fits All Scholarship, and leaders of the program say they had more than triple the amount of applications than scholarships available. KSL News Time 1208, there is a growing number of people calling for Mitt Romney to be the next president of Harvard.
This whole idea started with a Washington Post op-ed written by Daniel Rosen, the president of the American Jewish Congress, who proposed Senator Romney lead Harvard and, quote, clean it up. He continued, noting while many at the university likely won't share Romney's political views, he believes Romney could combat what he calls, quote, unchecked anti-Semitism on campus. And then just yesterday, Senator John Fetterman, a fellow Harvard alum, shared that op-ed on X saying, quote, I co-sign. Romney is retiring from the Senate at the end of this term. The former Massachusetts governor and Harvard alum has yet to comment on the idea. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A well-known concert series was almost canceled in Salt Lake, but the public convinced the city to let the show go on. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
81-year-old Carolyn Tucanis has been hosting summer concerts in her Kensington Avenue backyard for the past 25 years, but city ordinances nearly stopped this tradition. Fortunately for her, the community came together, and they were able to convince the city to let the concerts continue, with a few changes as to how many people are invited and how musicians make money from the event.
KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Ricky?
Pretty quiet out on the Valley freeways. You have good speeds on all of them, including I-15. Both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Our main secondary is also in good shape. But we do have a couple of problems. One is a crash in Davis County. This is northbound, about 1200 north at Hillfield Road. That's been blocking a few lanes of travel. I'm not exactly sure. I think that's not far from Layton Hills Mall. And for those in the downtown area, crews are working to clean up a crash at 4th South and Main Street. Beat the spring cleaning rush and call Zero Res. Get three rooms plus a hallway, Zero Resified, for $99. Visit ZeroRes.com and book your appointment today. Zero Res, Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, a mix of sun and clouds today, but beautiful, 74 degrees. 53 overnight, that's mild for this date in April. We'll go 80 tomorrow and mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, nice sunshine, a few clouds, 66 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, food banks are being inundated with people in need. We will speak with the Crossroads Urban Center on why they are seeing a surge of people that need help. That's coming up on KSL News Radio, streaming live on KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. For the past couple of weeks, I've been telling you about the great experience that I've had with Salt Lake City Fat Loss. And if you've been frustrated with dieting, then you need to check out this program because it's the secret to jumpstarting your weight loss without surgery, injections, or all that other stuff. In my first 60 days on the program, I lost 25 pounds and I feel so much better. Under the Salt Lake City Fat Loss Plan, I've been eating a healthy combination of foods. It's not a fad diet. There are no expensive prepackaged meals. There's just an easy-to-follow meal plan which strategically combines foods to help you burn your stored fat. Now, this is a great way to slim down for summer. Right now, you can save $200 on the plan just by dropping my name. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. Just mention Maria sent you. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com, slcfatloss.com.
Stop for a moment and think about this. Do you know how much money in your 401k or IRA is actually yours? Or will the government take a bigger chunk than you thought? Remember, you still might owe taxes on that money. But do you have a plan to help make sure you don't pay more than you should? At Capital Wealth Advisors, we believe you deserve to keep more of what you've earned, which is why we're here to help you navigate the confusing world of retirement taxes. It's your money. You deserve to know what's at stake. Right now, taxes are historically low, but they won't be this low forever. So call the Capital Wealth Advisors team today so you don't miss out on this opportunity. 801-210-5500. That's 801-210-5500. You work hard for your money, and we'll work just as hard to help you keep it. Capital Wealth Advisors, 801-210-5500. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a State of Utah registered investment advisor. Firm may not give tax advice.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced, and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.copac.us.
Calling all Wasatch and Summit County residents. Use the code LOCALVIP to get early access and lock in your summer plans for Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival.
KSL News Time 12:15, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
the State Board of Education is speaking out about how to implement the controversial bathroom bill on May 1st. They say there was no set way for school districts to present the new law to students. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
Second, an argument at Granger High School has left three students injured. At least one student has fled the scene. The school has not announced a lockdown yet, but we will continue to bring you the very latest. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
A new crash in Weber County has blocked lanes of travel eastbound 31st Street at Wall Avenue in Ogden. Tow truck's already on the scene, but they're still working to sweep up this mess. It's a spot you want to avoid and take an alternate route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
70s again today, but 80s in store tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, 66 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers are expected to debate and vote on the $95 billion foreign aid bills passed by the House this weekend, including aid for Israel and Ukraine that was stalled for months. ABC's Selena Wang has details.
And for America's allies, this could not come fast enough. $60 billion is going to Ukraine. They've been running out of ammunition, so this would resupply their defenses and could help slow down Russia's advances. Now, President Biden spoke to Ukrainian President Zelensky yesterday, vowing to sign this into law as soon as possible.
President Biden in Florida today, just over a week before the state's six-week abortion ban goes into effect, creating a block of southern states restricting or banning abortion access.
His campaign says President Biden today in Tampa will forcefully advocate for reproductive freedom and criticize Donald Trump for boasting about his role in appointing justices to the Supreme Court, which overturned Roe v. Wade. This is the president's first major campaign event focused on this issue, one Democrat want to keep front and center until November. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The hush money trial of Donald Trump underway in New York City again, with prosecution witness David Pecker testifying for a second day for prosecutors. Before the trial resumed, a hearing was held on whether Trump violated the judge's gag order barring Trump from attacking witnesses and jurors. The judge has not made a ruling yet, but questioned claims by Trump's attorneys that falls under political speech. ABC's Catherine Falders has more.
Frankly, there really isn't any defense of this in court. His own lawyers know that he's violating this order. They would prefer he not talk about witnesses who will ultimately be witnesses in this case, for example. But at the end of the day, they can't really control him. So I guess it just depends on what the judge ultimately says.
Prosecutors are asking for a fine, but the Secret Service is also discussing how to handle security if Trump is held in contempt of court and given possible jail time. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Crossroads Urban Center has been serving an unprecedented amount of people at their emergency food bank. Their pantries provided food to almost 10,000 people in March, which is 3,700 more people than March of last year. Joining me now live is Crossroads Executive Director Glenn Bailey. Glenn, thanks for being with me today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
What is happening? Why are we seeing such a surge in need this year?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons, but if I had to claim one, I'd say the rent's too high. People are paying the majority of what they're able to make each month for rent, utilities, just the bills they can't avoid, and then they end up at food pantries to make ends meet. And I would say that is the primary reason we're seeing this kind of increase.
So how are you managing this? How are you managing to stay stocked up to help all these people?
Well, we do the best we can. We rely on donations from the community. So people who do food drives or raise money for us, we're looking forward to the letter carrier's food drive on May 11th. And we also, of course, get, you know, a lot of food through the food bank, Utah Food Bank, and their grocery rescue program as well, and a little bit from Welfare Square. So we just patch everything together as best we can and give away as much food as we have.
I don't see any sign of rents going down anytime soon or housing prices going down anytime soon. So what are you anticipating in the next few months or for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I don't either. I'm hoping that at some point we're going to see this level off. So we'll still be at a very high level of need, but we won't be seeing increases every single month like we have for the last year and a half, I guess. So hopefully things are going to stabilize a bit, but right now we're seeing steady increases in need, and we definitely need as much support from the community as we can get to keep up.
Describe who you are helping. Describe the folks that come in and need your help.
Well, we have two food pantries. The one downtown serves a lot of folks who are homeless or unsheltered. And we also serve a lot of families, particularly on the west side. Our west side food pantry is very, very busy. They are up 160% over last year in the first quarter in terms of people served. And those are primarily families. So we're just seeing a lot of need, both from families and from homeless folks on the street.
Glenn, how do people help you?
Well, we're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, at both of our food pantries. You can find the addresses on our website, crossroadsurbancenter.org. And we accept food donations anytime we're open of pretty much anything you have to offer.
All right.
That would be the best thing to do.
I appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Crossroads Executive Director Glenn Bailey. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have this crash in Ogden, eastbound 31st Street at Wall Avenue, and a large portion of this intersection is blocked off, especially eastbound lanes of travel. It's a spot you do want to consider avoiding and take an alternate route. We've also had an accident downtown at 4th South and Main. That's going to be in the cleanup stages. Also in Weber County, a new accident just popping up eastbound I-84 at the Highway 89 off-ramp. Now, Salt Lake County freeways, we're looking at good speeds and no problems, so you're good to go there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast, 74 today, partly cloudy skies. We bump it up to 80 degrees tomorrow, mostly sunny, and then a little low pressure system moves into Arizona, bringing in a couple of thundershowers possible on Thursday, high of 69. A following low out of the Gulf of Alaska on Friday, chance for rain 58. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, slight chance for a sprinkle, 60 the high. Rebounding to 63, partly cloudy on Sunday. Monday 70, mostly sunny. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City, 66 degrees. 7-day forecast is sponsored by Performance Automotive. We are keeping an eye on a situation at Granger High School that has left three people injured. We have a reporter headed to the scene. We will bring you the very latest information as we get it. Up next, we're going to take a look at the numbers on Wall Street right now. A lot of positive numbers with both the Dow and NASDAQ up more than 250 points.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. A bottle of Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner can help your engine get more MPGs. Right now, when you buy one bottle, you can get one bottle free. A great deal to help you go a great deal farther. Find Chevron Techron and everything you need for better fuel efficiency at any one of our 6,300 stores.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Looking for a secure retirement plan without market risk? Look no further. Lyle Boss, president of Boss Financial, specializes in no market risk retirement strategies with guarantees of principal, guaranteed growth, and lifelong income. Join Lyle right here each Saturday and Sunday for his Safe Money radio show. And call him now at 855-355-SAFE for your complimentary customized Safe Money information kit and Safe Money book. Nothing but upside here at 855-355-SAFE. S-A-F-E.
For over 10 years, IVC has been holding an event to celebrate women. Mark your calendar for Saturday morning, May 4th, to attend IVC's annual Mother's Day event, where you'll receive a complimentary assessment, which includes an ultrasound exam and consultation with one of IVC's board-certified physicians. If you're experiencing any pelvic or leg achiness, heaviness, or pain, This event is a perfect opportunity to get some answers and some relief. Give yourself the attention you deserve. Pelvic congestion syndrome, or pelvic venous congestion, is an important but often overlooked cause of chronic pelvic pain. And chronic leg achiness and pain are often symptoms of varicose veins. Don't worry anymore. The physicians at IVC can help. IVC has been named the best vein center in Utah Valley for over 10 years in a row. Don't delay. Space is limited. Go to iVein.com or call 801-379-6700. IVC. Life starts when the pain stops.
79 missionaries trapped and penniless inside Germany borders with war days away. From director T.C. Christensen comes Escape from Germany in theaters now. Tickets at escapefromgermany.com.
KSL News Time 1225. Dating apps say they're focusing on dating safety. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Tinder will soon have a Share My Date feature, and it allows users to share the location, day, and time of their date, along with a photo of the match and a link to their match's profile. So family members and friends will know exactly where their loved ones will be and who they'll be with.
Other apps have already put safety measures into place. Match.com has a feature that will send an SOS message to emergency contacts if the date isn't going well. Watching Utah's Money, the Magnificent Seven aren't so magnificent anymore. Some of the seven most influential stocks aren't performing the way they used to. Tesla and Apple have been in limbo over decreased sales. Kroger and Albertsons are selling more stores now that their attempted merger is up in the air. The companies are ridding themselves of the extra stores to ease worries over the $25 billion merger and increased competition. Chick-fil-A is going beyond chicken and dipping into the dessert pool. The fast food company rolled out banana pudding at select Georgia locations. Reviews on TikTok say it tastes just like grandma's. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 290 points. It sits at 38,529. S&P, it's up by 65. And the NASDAQ up by 271 points. Players in the NBA named the most overrated player in the league. KSL News Radio's Michael Kmit has more.
This title went to Minnesota center Rudy Gobert, who used to play as a center for the Jazz. There could be a number of reasons why NBA players gave him the title, but he is known to have beef with other players and even getting into fights on the court. Still, when it comes to defensive game, he's scored some pretty high points.
Gobert's positive testing in 2020 led to the league suspending the season.
Candidates for Utah governor, attorney general, and Congress gather Saturday.
These delegates have a lot of big decisions, and this is nothing short of a very exciting, controversial election on Saturday.
Not everyone will survive the state convention.
The candidates out there are very interesting to me.
I love watching races that don't have an incumbent.
Dave and Debbie go in-depth on Saturday's vote, all this week at 9:35. Your voice, your vote, 2024.
We have you covered on KSL News Radio.
You've been trying to hold off, but you think it's time, you might need a new roof. Best move you could make is to call the highest rated roofing contractor in Utah. IWC Roofing has been working up there for 27 years. They offer the best warranty in the business, backed by Owens Corning. What's most amazing is they'll replace your entire roof in one day. Instead of Chuck with a truck showing up for a week of chaos and mayhem, you get professionals. IWC Roofing is in, they're out, and they power wash your driveway just to say thank you. They'll even send pictures from the roof so you know exactly what you're getting for your hard-earned money. Now, you think a highly skilled Owens Corning Platinum Certified contractor would charge more, but no. IWC offers a better price, and if you call now, they'll give you an extra $2,000 off your quote. $2,000 off. So call IWC Roofing for a free estimate, 801-232-5690, 232-5690, or visit IWCRoofingUtah.com.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
It looks like crews are pretty much cleared of this accident in Ogden, eastbound 31st Street at Wall Avenue. But they're still on the scene of the accident. This is eastbound I-84 at the Highway 89 exit ramp. That's also in Weber County. Again, it's out of traffic on the side. A possible accident reported northbound I-15 at 6 North. I'm not really seeing it in the traffic cameras, and traffic does seem to be getting through the area just fine. The best kept secret is this is the pass. It's a pass for fun for everyone. Now through April 30th, save $20 off every annual pass level. 362 days of fun. Visit thisisthepass.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
How about 74 this afternoon with partly cloudy skies? Overnight, 53 on the mild side with more clouds and maybe a sprinkle. Tomorrow, 80 and mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Few clouds, 66 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. In Ogden, 64. Provo, 68. In St. George at this hour, 79.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. KSL's top story this hour. It is developing news. We're continuing to follow breaking news from Granger High School, where there are reports this morning of three students injured in some sort of argument. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera is live at Granger High with the latest. Eric?
Maria, that's right. I'm outside of the school right now, just across the street, and so far, it's business as usual here at Granger High. Students are coming and going for lunchtime right now. And like you said earlier, you know, we have received reports of three students injured in an altercation. We're learning that they may have been from another school. The assailant has apparently fled the scene. And once again, Granger High has not been placed on lockdown at this point. I will continue to dig for answers and for information. For now, reporting live from Granger High, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
And we will continue to follow this story for you throughout the day and bring you the very latest. Construction is fully underway in downtown Salt Lake City to convert office space into luxury apartments. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott is live with details. Claire?
Maria, the South Temple Tower at 136 East South Temple is totally empty now. The company taking over Heinz Development has been working for a little over a year to gut the building. The goal is to use the existing building with some major changes to build over 200 apartments. This comes as many office spaces in the city are still vacant after the pandemic. But housing in Utah's housing market is still red hot. All these apartments will be rentals, according to the company. They're also calling them luxury. They're hoping the building will finish by fall of next year. Reporting live, Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
Provo is getting a new water treatment plant that officials say will help combat harmful algal blooms on Utah Lake. The system will treat millions of gallons of water per day and remove about 80% of the nutrients that help algae grow on Utah Lake. Though Division of Water Quality Director John Mackey tells KSL-TV it could take some time before we see a big difference.
It's not going to happen overnight. 2 or 3 years for the new nutrients to replace the water that's already there.
The new plant is expected to be fully up and running by March of next year. UDOT is looking to build another new I-15 interchange in Davis County and beef up an existing one in Weber County. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has details.
UDOT is planning to build a new interchange at 1800 North and Sunset, right between the 650 North and 5600 South exits, both of which spokesperson Mitch Shaw tells me will directly benefit from the project.
We expect there to be a reduction in congestion at those interchanges.
Hill Air Force Base will also be adding a new gate there, and UDOT will widen 1800 North down to 2000 West. Construction is set to begin either in the spring or summer of next year. The department also wants to turn 24th Street in Ogden into a full interchange where northbound and southbound drivers can both get on and off the freeway. That project, though, is still under public comment until May 3rd. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
100 dams across Utah are not meeting the minimum specifications, according to Assistant State Engineer Everett Taylor. And KSL News Radio's Peter Johnson reports it could take 100 years before they'll be updated.
That's because it takes an average of $4.6 million to upgrade a single dam. And each year, dam safety gets $3.8 million to work with. That's less than one high-hazard dam getting fixed per year. And these are also not small-scale, since high-hazard dams mean the odds are high someone would get killed if they broke.
Taylor says his program is currently working on 20 of these dams, with 80 more still waiting. Residents and city officials in Draper are sharing their thoughts 1 year after two condemned homes slid off a hill. Mayor Troy Walker tells KSL-TV that home builders need to learn a lesson.
That lesson is they better do it right.
They got to follow their plan. They got to make sure they follow their plan.
The man who owned the home says people need to learn as much as possible about the properties that they buy. Members of the Jewish community here in Utah say recent reports of anti-Semitism and anti-Israel protests did not change their Passover plans last night or today. Alex Shapiro is the executive director of the United Jewish Federation of Utah.
So yes, we're gathered last night in homes around the community to celebrate Passover. We did that carefully but normally.
Passover marks the end of the enslavement of Hebrews in Egypt. Jews remove yeast from their homes and only eat unleavened bread during the festival because they didn't have time to let their bread rise when they fled Egypt. KSL's top national stories. Former President Trump is back in court today for his hush money trial in New York. The prosecution pushed this morning to hold Trump in contempt for violating a limited gag order that bars him from attacking witnesses and jurors. Prosecutors say they have social media posts from Trump where he attacks Stormy Daniels and his former fixer, Michael Cohen. More from ABC's Catherine Falders.
Frankly, there really isn't any defense of this in court. His own lawyers know that he's violating this order. They would prefer he not talk about witnesses who will ultimately be witnesses in this case, for example. But at the end of the day, they can't really control him. So I guess it just depends on what the judge ultimately said.
And the judge hasn't made a ruling on the gag order yet, but told Trump's attorneys they were losing all credibility for not supplying specific evidence that showed that Trump wasn't violating the gag order. Other national stories KSL is following. The Justice Department is agreeing to nearly $140 million deal with Larry Nassar victims over the FBI's failure to investigate sexual assault allegations. This resolves 139 claims against the DOJ and FBI by a long list of athletes and patients who reported abuse by Nassar, including Simone Biles and Allie Raisman. First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for those traveling the Valley freeways, you are good to go. We are getting reports of possible trouble in traffic, a medical situation at 7200 West and North Temple. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
They have a good dynamic between the two of them.
Sometimes I'll take Dave's side and sometimes I'll take Debbie's side.
They're great.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
I have Adam Kirkham, president of the Utah Association of Realtors, with me, and he's here to talk about changes to the home selling process because of a national settlement. So, Adam, what does this settlement mean for Utah homeowners?
Yeah, Maria, while we don't know exactly how everything will change, what we do know is the value of using a realtor will be more important than ever because we expect the settlement changes to create additional negotiations and differences in the home selling process.
Adam, how do realtors help you evaluate the strengths and weaknesses of offers?
That's a really good question. Realtors are experts of the real estate transaction. They spend their time training and learning the process. For the seller, it's a rare experience, and it can be filled with complexities, stipulated deadlines, earnest money deposits, competitive bidding situations. You really do want to rely on someone who's trained to help you with that.
How do homeowners decide what real estate services are best for them? What should they look for?
You can go to utahrealtors.com, and you'll find every member of the realtor community there, and you can find the right fit for your situation.
Beat the spring cleaning rush with big savings and priority booking by calling Zero Res. Dust, dander, and bacteria are living and breeding in your carpet, upholstery, air ducts, and more with nowhere to go. The spring season allergens such as pollen are coming out of hibernation ready to invade your home. Check out the 3,300 raving customer reviews with a 4.8 Google rating and see what the hype is all about. This month, get 3 rooms Zero Resified from Salt Lake's number one carpet cleaner, starting at just $99, and they'll throw in a free hallway. Plus, take 25% off your air duct cleaning to get that true spring cleaning feel. Call Zero Res right now, 801-288-9376, or go online to ZeroRes.com and say you want the KSL special, Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
Any Hour Services can help unclog any drain in your house. Whether you have a backup, a clog, or a slow drain you want fixed, call Any Hour Services or visit AnyHourServices.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, it is developing news out of West Valley City, where three students were injured at Granger High School with what we know now was an airsoft gun. Granger has not been placed on lockdown. We'll continue to bring you the latest. KSL News Time, 12:38. A 17-year-old is recovering after falling 40 feet while rappelling. KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff has details.
The Grand County Sheriff's Search and Rescue Crew was joined by County Emergency Medical Services personnel and people with the Bureau of Land Management in rescuing the teen who had fallen about 40 feet. A Facebook post says after the fall, the teen was able to use a Garmin inReach device to notify rescuers of his location.
We are waiting to get an updated condition on the teenager from police. A man is dead after his UTV collided with a car in Richfield on Main Street yesterday. Police say the UTV driver was ejected during the crash and was pronounced dead at the hospital. The two people in the car had only minor injuries. After the deaths of two e-scooter riders in less than a month, safety concerns are top of mind. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
A report from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission found 111 e-scooter riders were killed between 2017 and 2022. Most of those deaths were because of car accidents or control issues. Of all the e-scooter injuries during that time frame, only 13% of riders wore helmets. Safety experts say you should always wear helmets and reflective clothing while riding, check to make sure the e-scooter is in good working condition, and be aware of your surroundings.
The commission says you should follow the same rules of the road as cyclists and never expect cars to see you. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's find out what's happening with Ricky Meese.
Well, I'm listening to Scanner Traffic talking about a medical situation in traffic blocking westbound lanes on North Temple. They gave 7,300, 8,300. I don't think North Temple goes that far west. I have been seeing some busy traffic on North Temple by Redwood. That's kind of standard. You may also see it busy by 9th West. Just be aware, if you're going to be traveling North Temple, you could see emergency crews arriving at the scene. We have a crash called out in Sandy, northbound Highland Drive at 8300 South. If you're traveling any of the Valley freeways, no accidents, no delays, you're good to go. Rekindle adventure in a place everyone connects with nature. Cedar City, Brian Head. Shopping, dining, museums, spring skiing, tubing, hiking, biking, disc golf, and much more. Level up your adventure. Visit cedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, a couple warmer than yesterday. We'll go 74 today with partly cloudy skies. Overnight, clouds roll in, maybe a sprinkle, but mild because of the cloud cover. 53 is the overnight low. Tomorrow, that will go to 80 degrees and mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Just a beautiful day. Sunny, 66 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, Utah Fits All has officially closed the application portal for their scholarships with more than three times the amount of applications than scholarships. We will speak with the program's executive director on this huge turnout next, streaming live at kslnewsradio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Hey, have you saved more than $200,000 in an IRA or 401k? You may not realize it now, but you've got a big problem on your hands. And that problem is taxes. Because if you don't take advantage of some tax planning strategies now, Uncle Sam could take a big chunk of your hard-earned retirement savings. Learn how you could reduce the taxes on your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions. If you've saved more than $200,000, schedule your free tax strategy session now by calling 801-896-9622. Discover the tax planning strategies that could dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement. Call 801-896-9622. 9622. That's 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful,
You'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Experience classical hits through a new lens with the Utah Symphony's Masterworks Magnified events. The final themed evening of the season is coming up this April. Picture this. You're at the elegant Abravanel Hall in downtown Salt Lake City, dressed to the nines and crafting your own masquerade mask. Then you're swept away by the Utah Symphony's performance of Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Starting with the masquerade ball, following the romance of the star-crossed lovers, and leading to the story's tragic events. Marvel at the projections giving you a close-up of the symphony's performers and the flying fingers of guest pianist Ingrid Fleeter as she plays Ravel's piano concerto. Plus, you'll even hear conversations with the orchestra's expert musicians. It's Masterworks Magnified's masquerade-themed event. April 26th and 27th. Tickets start at $21 at utahsymphony.org/magnified.
Hear the Utah Symphony April 26th and 27th. The tickets start at $21 at utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
three students injured during some kind of dust-up near Granger High School involving an airsoft or BB gun. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second, a building in downtown Salt Lake City is being converted from office space into luxury apartments. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We have a report of a possible accident at Foothill Drive and Wakara Way. It may have been already moved out of traffic. And crews on the scene of a Sandy accident northbound Highland Drive at 8300 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The warm-up continues with 70s today, 80s tomorrow, then changes. I'm Matt Johnson.
So nice, 66 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Testimony in the hush money trial of Donald Trump is wrapped up for the day. A hearing earlier, though, focused on whether Trump violated the judge's limited gag order. The judge has not yet issued a ruling. ABC's Mark Remillard has details.
As prosecutors cite numerous incidents where they say Trump violated his gag order through comments on social media or on camera, Trump's attorneys say he's merely responding to political attacks. Trump's attorney, Todd Blanche, said Trump's posts related to Michael Cohen, a key witness in the case, were in response to political attacks from Cohen. Judge Juan Marchand expressing some skepticism that the comments were mere political speech.
Maryland's governor says crews are working to clear a fourth channel of debris from the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore. It could be open by the end of the week. The Justice Department says it will pay $138 million to settle claims by hundreds of victims of the Dr. Larry Nassar abuse scandal for the FBI's failure to pursue some of the assault allegations. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The numbers are in, and more than 27,000 people applied for the Utah Fits All Scholarship. The application window is now closed, and even though the legislature doubled the funding for the program, only 10,000 students will get this financial assistance. Joining me now live to talk about it is Robin Bagley, Executive Director for Utah Education Fits All. Thanks for being with me today.
Absolutely, Marie. Happy to be here.
So, Robin, what does this tell us about the program?
Well, what it tells us is that despite the limited number of available scholarships, families were not dissuaded from applying. They're actually very excited about this opportunity. And even though only 37% of the kiddos are going to get it, we now have a movement of families who are ready to fight for more funding.
How in the world do you decide who gets the scholarships?
Well, it's by income preference level. So there are actually three levels. The first level is 200% of poverty level or lower. The second is 200% to 555%. And then it's anyone above that threshold. So that is how the lottery will work.
So tell us more about this movement of families and what it means for the future of the Utah Fits All program.
Well, as you know, and as you suggested in the beginning, the legislature took the program from 5,000 students to 10,000 in its inaugural year. So we're confident that this demonstration of demand by parents will encourage our legislative body to continue to increase that program to meet the demand. With, you know, 17,270 kids out there who will not receive the good news on May 3rd that they received the scholarship, those parents will continue to join us as we advocate to grow the program. And we're pretty confident that that will happen.
Robin, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Robin Bagley, Executive Director for Utah Education Fits All. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
A stalled vehicle has just been cleared. The tow truck is pulling away. This is at Redwood Road and North Temple. It's right at the intersection where you can join the freeway. But again, the lanes are now open to traffic. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. One accident in Sandy. It's at Highland Drive at 8300 South. Beat the spring cleaning rush and call Zero Res. Get three rooms plus a hallway, Zero Resified for $99. Visit ZeroRes.com and book your appointment today. Zero Res, Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out with two warm days, then we dial it back. Partly cloudy today with a high of 74. Tomorrow, 80 degrees and mostly sunny skies. 69 for your Thursday, and we've got a chance for thundershowers. Looks like the wetter day is Friday. Chance for rain, 58 the high. 60 mostly cloudy on Saturday. We'll jump to 63 partly cloudy on Sunday. How about Monday? Back to 70 degrees and mostly sunny. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Just a few fluffy clouds, breezy 66 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Both the S&P and NASDAQ up by more than 1%. We'll get a complete update of your money news coming up next.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Valvoline Advanced can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life oil filter for only $35.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Introducing Peach Doors and Windows. Are you ready to upgrade your home with stunning new doors but are overwhelmed with how to begin? Peach Doors is here to make the entire process smooth and stress-free. Visit their showroom to see their wide selection of wood doors, durable fiberglass, energy-efficient aluminum, oversized glass bifold doors, and so much more. It's not just about looks, it's about durability and security to protect what matters most. Let them help you find the perfect match for your home, budget, and personal style. Visit their showroom and see for yourself. No pushy sales tactics, only guidance from their experienced staff. No inflated markups, just to offer so-called discounts. See their 5-star reviews where customers rate them on their attention to detail through every step of the sale and installation process. Amazing home transformations begin with windows and doors. Serving Logan to St. George, just Google Peach Building to see for yourself.
Hey guys, do you know your T-level? Revive Men's Health here in Salt Lake City is helping you take that first step toward better health and enhanced intimacy with a free testosterone level test, exam, and consultation. Plus, for this month only, qualified patients can kickstart their treatment with a free supply of ED medication. Revive's customized ED treatments can provide immediate results, restore blood flow naturally, and even bring spontaneity back into your love life.
With both in-person and telemedicine appointments available, plus free shipping directly to you, Revive takes the hassle out of treating low T and ED. Having an optimal testosterone level can change your whole life, and it starts with knowing your T level. Take that first step and book your free testosterone test, free exam, and free consultation, and kickstart your treatment with a free supply of ED medication this month only. Call Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
How do you protect your business against cyber attacks and ransomware? Learn at the annual WebCheck Cyber Summit. Register today at WebCheckSecurity.com. That's WebCheckSecurity.com.
KSL News Time, 1254. Summer is around the corner, and Americans are going into debt for their summer plans. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
1 in 3 Americans are willing to go into debt to have a great vacation, and most of them are going to use credit cards, but some will be using buy now, pay later services, personal loans, or borrowing money from friends or family. That's all according to a survey from Bankrate. Millennials are the most likely to use credit, and right behind them is Gen Z. That's not surprising based on the fact that the baby boomer generation holds the most wealth among other generations. 50% of survey respondents say they won't be going on a vacation at all because they can't afford it and don't want to rack up debt. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, JetBlue shares are falling after the airline lowered its 2024 outlook. Shares fell more than 10%. The company said it would defer $2.5 billion in spending until the end of the year. Flight attendants and other non-union workers at Delta Airlines will be getting a 5% pay raise. The airline is boosting starting pay for all its U.S. jobs to at least $19 an hour. Pay raises come as Delta braces for another attempt by a union to represent its flight attendants. A new report says the optimal age to retire is 67 years old in order to get the best Social Security benefits. Now, this applies to everyone born after 1960. The data finds retiring at 62 years of age reduces your monthly payments by 30%. Americans' love affair with coffee shows no signs of cooling off. In fact, new numbers from inside the industry show coffee consumption hitting an all-time high.
The National Coffee Association reports that 67% of American adults have drunk at least one cup in the past day. Back in 2004, under half had done so. But there is international competition brewing. The average U.S. coffee drinker has 2.7 cups per day compared to Finland's 4 cups per day. In fact, Finnish workers are legally mandated 2 10-minute coffee breaks per shift. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Dow is up by 256 points. It sits at 38,496. S&P up by 60, and the NASDAQ up by 264.